Welcome back to Overdunk. This is episode 58 of your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. I am your host, Zoinks, joined by two new guests with me today, filling in for Lazardin and Dupesnecks. I have caster extraordinaire Zero in on Alex. What's up, Zero? How you doing today?
I am doing great, Zoinks. I'm glad to be here, and honestly, I'm very honored to be finally making a special guest on the Unite Mics podcast. It kind of feels kind of crazy to be here, but I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I think you might be overhyping up the honor that it is. It's an honor to have you, at the very least. So we're excited. Thank you so much. If any of you were tuning in to Unite Mics this weekend, Alex and Speedy Chief 2 from the Battle Cats podcast were both casting alongside me in the March qualifiers for North America. It was a lot of fun. If you want to go see a ton of Unite, our VOD is still up on Twitch if you want to check it out. It was really, really fun. But we have another honored guest in our midst. If you have played in any tournament in Pokemon Unite, I guarantee that it has been handled by Gamma or maybe even inspired by Gamma. Gamma, TO Extraordinaire, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Just before I came on, I had some lovely food because I forgot to eat today.
Oh, good. Well, I am glad you have eaten. That is my strict rule for Overdunk. No guests on an empty stomach. So I am happy that you have followed suit. But we have a lot to talk about on today's episode. The title is, in fact, March Finals Hype Show. We are going to have predictions for both the EU and NA regions at the end of the show, but we have a lot to get there in the meantime. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you may see our beautiful faces, of course, but you also see a couple of other things on the screen, most notably one of the titles here, Unite Mike's Mayhem Season 3 kicks off tomorrow evening, March 8th at 9 p.m. Eastern. It is going to be so fun. Unite Mike's tournament series. Dupesnecks and I casting every game. Gamma on the cams and observing. It's going to be amazing. I hope to see you there. If you want to show up early at 8:15 Eastern, I'm actually going to be doing a pre-show. I don't know. We're going to give it a shot. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're sponsored by an incredible company, Kind of Fit, Kind of Fat. It is awesome. I can't wait to do this tournament series. More on that later. Our first topic, though, what I really wanted to get into and talk with you two is we actually have a decent amount of in-game news. Normally, Overdunk, we just kind of hit the competitive Unite stuff, but hey, we got to be jumping into some actual in-game news every now and then. And Zacian, the monster that was, we talked about it a lot last week on the podcast, but a hotfix has come through for this Pokemon. Alex, I know you have been grinding in the solo queue and in the stack department some on Unite. What are you thinking about Zacian? Did this bug fix really help? Did it hinder anything? What's going on with Zacian right now?
I mean, I can live an extra hit instead of just dying and getting knocked out instantly. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I didn't feel that much of a difference other than the fact that some Pokemon I'm able to sustain slightly a bit longer. But honestly, with the scaling that Zacian has and, you know, just the early game, you have to be able to get to that Pokemon early game. And even then, the biggest problem is it's still very powerful. It's still very broken. And when you attach a nice flower necklace around it named Comfey, it's just an indestructible force. And the hotfix didn't really fix the problem. The best way I could put it is imagine I was just stabbed in the heart and they decided to put a Band-Aid over it. It's like, you'll be fine. It didn't do much.
Okay, so you're saying the effects of it, not immense. But I do think the bug fix itself is good. And the fact that we had such a rapid response was good. If anything, it just goes to show that the community is doing a pretty solid job in terms of outcry when things are truly wrong with the game. Enough outcry that it turns heads in terms of developers and things are getting fixed at kind of a rapid pace. So that is exciting. I think there's a few times the Unite community has banded together for good in some ways. I think a Zacian bug fix might be one. I think never having the Zoroark Holoware bundle together again has been pretty good. Until it happens again, knocks on wood repeatedly. So we'll see. But Gamma, I'm not sure how much you have seen of Zacian post and pre-bug fix, but what are you thinking about this hot fix, what it means for the game, long-term, anything like that? Any thoughts around Zacian?
I personally haven't played Zacian, and I'm glad I don't.
Sure. Your hands are clean. What? So proud of you.
I can't claim the same thing. My hands are a little soiled. I had to find out for myself.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like having the patch come out extremely quickly is very good from a game health perspective. Yeah. But instead of just bug fixes, I would like to see, you know, some especially with a Pokemon this high scaling, I would love to see changes to its moveset as well, like at the same time.
Sure. Yeah, just like general balance changes apply at the same time.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. I mean, this Pokemon's so absurdly strong. It's good. It's in every YouTube thumbnail, right? It's there for a reason. It's powerful. Sneaky in chat saying he's having a good time slow-burrowing it. Hey, I mean, if there's only one target you need to hit, then you got to make sure you hit it. The Pokemon's very, very good. I talked a lot about it last podcast because this was pre-bug fix. I personally think the game design around Zacian is a bit off kilter. A lot of it seems to be done with, well, the drawback is you only have two held items and you have to spend Eos energy for the big swings. I don't think either of those things are truly enough of a hindrance for the level of stats it has. Maybe the held item is truly what could be considered the strong hindrance, but I don't think the giving up of Eos energy for the powerful attacks, even if you slide that scale all the way in the one direction, I don't think it would be a powerful enough balancing tool. Anyway,
no.
That's my theories around Zacian balancing. But there is something else I actually wanted to jump on in terms of bug fix, is we actually, 45 minutes before this recording started, we actually got a tweet from the Japanese Twitter account announcing that we are getting a bug fix later this evening. So night of recording, not sure whenever you're listening to this in podcast land, but a few Pokemon are actually being affected by bug fixes. So let me throw that up on the screen for you. Yes, March 8th, Wednesday update contents. Basically, this comes down to there's a couple of support metal bug fixes. Lugia and Ho-Oh. Didn't know they were bugged, but hey, neat. We got some fixes. The other Pokemon that we're seeing, it looks like Glaceon Icicle Spear bug is fixed. Slowbro's Surf is fixed, or Surf Plus. Delphox's, I even forget what move it was, but Delphox has their bug fixed, and Dragapult should be getting its resets now. So, four of the Pokemon that are bug-ridden in this game are hopefully being corrected with this patch. There are more, are not, but hey, very exciting. Oh yeah, maybe the passive, you're correct.
It's actually its passive, which is Blaze. It's the fixed bugs that affected the activation timing of Blaze that's being fixed.
It's doing 1,000 damage about right now. It should be doing around 400.
Correct.
Okay, well, hey, hopefully after this bug fix patch, that'll be good to go. So, across the board, this seems pretty exciting to me. Delphox is a fantastic meta check that I'm very excited to be back and available for tournament play, which is something we'll talk about in a moment. But just on paper, these Pokemon being fixed. Alex, any thoughts on just these ones being done? And what are you thinking?
I think it's interesting because I didn't really know that the boost emblems for Ho-Oh and Lugia were bugged in the first place. What that bug necessarily was, I don't know. I think the bigger picture, at least in terms of like either competitive play or even just rank climbing, is Slowbro. The duration of Slowbro Surf and Surf Plus are going to be affected. But more importantly, I think Delphox is like the big picture because we've seen what Delphox can do, and we know how important Delphox has been for certain teams to be successful, whether it be in competitive play or ranked. The fact that, at least on the competitive side, you know, we've seen that Delphox was banned because it was able to outburst so much damage when in Blaze range. Now that it's basically fixed and should be able to be used in competitive play, that means you have a lot more of ideas, at least in terms of team composition. Delphox is one of those Pokemon that is just really just annoying to deal with because it's able to glide around, whether it be Mystical Fire or now Fire Blast. Regardless, you know, having that utility tool, more importantly, its Unite move, it's just so good to allow Delphox back into the meta. If we're just talking about rank climb, I don't think Glaceon's Icicle Spear is going to be that much of a difference, mostly because I see everybody running Icy Wind. Same thing kind of goes with Dragapult. Maybe it'll affect them in the ranked, but in terms of competitive play, I think the big one has to be Delphox.
Yeah. And you mentioned it a couple of times, so being relevant and allowed again for tournament play. Very notable. Currently, Delphox was banned for qualifiers. March finals is this weekend. So the question is, Gamma, I want your perspective on this as a TO. It was banned for the qualifier level of an event. Should these Pokemon remain banned headed into March finals, or do we see Delphox and Glaceon be kind of released back into the metagame for a tournament just a week apart from each other?
Please, for all that love this, holy, keep it banned. Like, teams have been practicing with these Pokemon banned in scrims, in-houses, and having them unbanned this close to the finals just completely shakes up their meta. Right. So something that they have practiced for is just going to make it very hard for them to, you know, hey, you know what, we have to quickly find the next meta, what the current meta should be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's so close that they should just keep them banned.
Yeah, it will be extremely close, because realistically, if this patch does come out later tonight, they will have from Wednesday until Saturday to figure it out, which is not no time, but that also we have to agree the decision to unban or ban them probably will not be happening immediately at that time either. So we give, like, let's say a day for the decision to be made by the TOs after that. Allowing it in, that's just about 2 days of practice. Things would definitely be getting pretty wild if that were to happen. So I imagine the bans will remain in place for March finals. I'm just making a decision off the cuff here, but Unite Mike's Mayhem will be keeping the bans that they are relevant for UCS. I actually thought about maybe not doing any bans just because, well, some other things we'll talk about in the future when we talk about that event coming up soon. But anyway, in terms of these bug fixes, I think overall, exciting that it's happening. The only thing that I am worried about, literally the only thing, is just kind of waiting and worry of whether UCS will allow them for finals or not, which
also,
I think
I
is a big question.
Add, I just want to add, if they unban Scyther again and ban it again, I'm going to lose it. I'm literally going to lose it.
Yeah, that is true. So Scyther, okay, story time for Unite competitive fans. I'm not sure how much we've all been following the story of Scyther, but this Pokemon has been banned for what feels like, I think it's like 4 or 5 months now at this point in time for bugs related to Scyther's ultimate move or Unite move. At what point do we just believe it is a part of the design and not part as a bug? Who knows? I don't know, but it's still banned from tournament play. Maybe one day Scyther will be on the UCS stage. I don't know. Doesn't look like its time's coming anytime soon. But yeah. Any thoughts on tournament bans and timings and things like that, Zero, before we move on?
I mean, I kind of want to agree with Gamma in the sense that, like, because these, like, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, because on one hand I want to believe that, like, well, they're trying to fix these bugs so people can use them, but I think because it's so soon, I like you said, it's not like the night before, so it's not like, you know, the end all be all, but I still feel like just for at least you know, for this coming weekend, they should stay banned the way they are. In terms of Scyther and Scizor, yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like with all, especially dropping this patch, you know, they're aware that there's these bugs and whatnot. So why is Scyther not a part of this? I think you're right on that one, and I'd have to agree that, like, that just might be part of Scyther's design, because
I don't know.
You know, the community, like, that's the thing, the community has been very vocal about the things that they want fixed, changed. You know, with this recent patch, a lot of things were spread, specifically bugs, and so the thing is, the community kind of came together and was like, hey, this is kind of a problem, these things need to be fixed. And the fact that Scyther's not on this list means that, like, yeah, I think Scyther just might be that way. And maybe at least for March, their UCS, maybe these Pokemon should remain banned the way they are. That way, at least moving forward for Eos Cup, you know, you have a more conclusive patch by then, hopefully. Right. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Agree. Well, I think all of our thoughts around Zacian and even the bug fix patch coming out here soon are very, very similar. But that being said, let's transition to our next topic, which is the March Open qualifiers that happened last weekend. So like I said, we were casting a bunch of it on our channel. If you want to watch more VODs of like casting views of it as well, I mean, it's up on our Twitch, but I believe Spraggles also did a stream of it. Chris Heroes did a stream of EU as well as a bunch of NA, I believe. So definitely are places to go back and study tape if that's something you're looking forward to prepping before the North America and EU March finals event, which would be very cool. And also, of course, Kalosaurus as well. Kalo has her OCE coverage as well. But yeah, Let's talk about some March qualifiers, because some crazy things went down, not just in North America. I mean, there's some big storylines to talk about in North America for sure, and that's the ones we're most familiar with. But let's start with EU. One of the biggest things, top four team, we had Zephyr Esports actually not making it into the final eight on the side of EU. A tough situation where, of course, if you were seeded fourth in this giant open bracket, your winning in match on winner's side will most likely be against the fifth seed team. So finishing fourth, fifth is a very, very tough spot. I mean, anywhere on fifth and under, of course, is going to be very difficult having to do your winning in against the four and up seeds. But fourth, fifth is a tough contestable spot. Finishing fourth is going to feels bad moment for sure in one of these final matches if you have to get seeded up against those. Of course, going forward, it's total CP valued for these seedings, so that things will kind of shake up as we move into tournament by tournament. But anyway, I think Zephyr missing out on the EU finals is definitely one of the biggest surprises to me. But yeah, Gamma, were you looking at the bracket for EU? Any big surprises on your end?
Damn. I think I have the bracket open. I can't remember who it was, and it surprised me. I have all the brackets.
He has access to everything, for he is Gamma. He's
in the mainframe. All good if you don't have anything right now. I mean, I think all of us were much of our attention was being drawn up by North America, since that was the event that we were working. But yeah, I think there was definitely some interesting stuff through
EU. Who's Random Fives?
That's another exciting. So Random Fives and Fleek definitely seem to be the two teams that are big shocks of these. I've seen some more love thrown towards Random Fives way from people that I follow in the EU scene. I guess just some really solid ladder players, some exciting members. I see Sneaky saying Vizied is bug always. Vizied jumping in on Feeling Cute, I believe, was filling in on that roster.
I love Feeling that name. Good. Feeling Cute, like imagine winning the EU UCS and it's like, how do you feel after winning? Well, we're feeling pretty cute, you know? I don't know.
It's also Nazu's team now, which I really like that player. Really exceptional player. Gotcha. It's a lot of different skills, so it's really cool to see Vizied feeling it on that team. It's awesome. Was once on Banana Boys in February qualifiers, is now on this team in March qualifiers, and hey, made top eight. Banana Boys did it. It's got to feel a little good. So that's really exciting for them. Time to Shine qualifying again through losers bracket again, so we're gonna have to see where that goes. Basically setting them up to play against Tally Bobo Believers in round two. Be a tough matchup, but Yeah. Any more thoughts on EU before we bump shot?
Yeah, Random Fives knocked Time to Shine down to loser's bracket. So to beat a strong team like that, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's a lot to do for sure. I'm not a homer. I don't have any biases, but I really like Time to Shine.
I mean,
same.
That,
same.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, it's just like parents. We always lie about not having favorite children. I don't have children, so I'm allowed to say that. So I think that's basically all of our thoughts on EU, but let's get into North America. North America definitely had a lot of crazy things go on during the qualifiers. Some very big teams missing out on making top eight.
Yeah.
Some teams that had exciting resurgences that did make top eight. A lot of storylines going on with it. Let's start with you, Alex. What is the first one you want to talk about?
I mean, I feel like, you know, there's going to be an elephant in the room if I don't say that first.
That is true.
You know, Luminosity, LG not being there, just, I'm gonna be the first one to say it. Look, I have been a big fan of Ascended, Black Hand, LG. You know, when they got that big sponsorship, I was over the moon because all of last season, I wanted these guys to just do it, and they proved themselves. So for the first time ever to not see them make a top eight cut at a UCS is absolutely shocking, heartbreaking. But on the other side of the coin, I'm also kind of happy that a team like Spinal was able to move on and make that. Because Red Love, he has been grinding. He has been wanting this so bad. I just don't like that it was at the cost of LG.
Right.
And along with other teams that I really wanted to see make the top cut, like Radiance. I really love Radiance, and I really wanted to see them make that top eight cut. But yeah, just to not see LG up there, oof.
It's shocking for sure, right? I mean, it's the biggest storyline around these qualifiers. It's going to be a big storyline going into finals, of course. I mean, they won February finals and then not qualifying is pretty crazy. But Gamma, any thoughts on Luminosity not making it?
Yeah, it was a shock. And I mean, a shock to everyone. I looked at all the clips from everyone's perspective, Spraggles, like Spinal and
We didn't cast that game. We really should have, but whatever.
We should have. I was watching Spinal stream though, and the pop off that Red Love had.
How could you not? I mean, how could you not?
So
like,
good.
Like I was proud, but also sad. You know, it's like watching your favorite team lose, but it's like, but they like look at them. They're so happy, like. There was just this I don't even know how to describe ecstasy.
Just
watching the ecstasy in this man's eyes was just so infectious that it's just like, it stunned the world, I guess. At least for NA.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, Gamma, you were feeling the same way, just the shock settling in. To tell the story of Luminosity a little bit here, I mean, they got sponsored by Luminosity, our first tier organization to enter into the scene. But unfortunately, just not having their best performance in this qualifiers. They lost their two win and in matches, so they made it all the way through winner's bracket to their win and in. They lost to Benphone. That's a team we gotta talk about. Basically a pickup team, right? Like a very, very good players, do not get me wrong, a solid squad, playing some, you know, off meta but pretty meta picks. I've heard a lot of Trevenant was being utilized on that team. They lose to that team, and then losers bracket, they have to do the long wait, and then they play against Spinal, who takes them down. It's crazy, it's disappointing. There's a few things I want to touch on, though, around Luminosity. First off, huge credit. I think everybody's read the Overlord twit longer at this point. Absolute class. I loved that, the twit longer. I think that was a really, really awesome moment. The fact that it came out so quickly from Overlord, the team obviously is going to have a rough mental right now. It's a brutal loss. There's a lot of pressure put on themselves, or maybe lack thereof, that they feel guilt about. You know, it just kind of depends on player to player. But the fact that Overlord was like, listen, we weren't trying as hard as we needed to be. We got to chill. Like, we got to get back in there. And like, we're slacking. It's not going to happen again.
It's great that they had some acknowledgments that they realized that they plateaued. And this was a good wake-up call for them.
Right.
And
which is everything you could have ever wanted, right? Like, this is exactly what you want from this team. So that's basically my output to, if you are a Luminosity fan, if you're an Ascended fan, Black Hand, whoever the previous names are, get used to it. Luminosity's dope. They're in the scene. We're going to be checking for Luminosity. If you're a Luminosity fan, do not worry. They will be back. They're a terrifying team to go against. Whoever gets seated against them in bracket, I'm so sorry. They will be playing in Yacht Mike's Mayhem very soon. Not week number one, but it's going to be sick. But either way, there is a very, very strong team that is hungry again, so watch out for that. Let's talk about the teams that did enter into the top eight, though, because some people are in chat are saying it. In North America, we have three repeat teams in the top eight. We have that count up the other end. We have five new teams making March finals and swapping out. So a huge twist. The repeat teams, I believe, are Amaterasu, TTV, and Unknown. Sure. Everybody else than that are brand new squads to this year, of course, making it into the March finals, which is crazy. There was more drama and things around. I know Kaizen broke up the night before, blah, blah, blah. We're not that kind of podcast. I don't really want to get into that kind of drama on her or whatever, but still, a crazy, crazy weekend. And I guess we should talk about it. Radiance did get knocked out, and unfortunately, we saw on Twitter today that their team is disbanding. It's a huge bummer. Radiance was an awesome team to cheer for in the offseason. They're a fantastic squad of players. Girls get it done, of course.
Loved him. Loved him.
The one thing I'm going to say is I'm, like, not worried in the slightest for any of those players. I am bummed that they are no longer a team. I thought they had some good synergy. They were working really well together. Felt like they were really hitting their stride. Those players are all amazing. They will find rosters. If they want to keep competing, they will have a place in the scene, and they are very, very good. They have proven themselves again and again. Like, I am not worried in the slightest. They will find homes. Huge bummer, though, that the team of Radiance has gone away. Maybe it'll resurface in some time. Esports retirements are never truly retirements, you know? Maybe we'll see.
Oh my gosh, maybe is that we'll true? See. Yeah, it's just like football, like American football. It's the same way. A player will say, you know, it's time to hang up the bootstraps and just hang it up. And then the new year later, just kidding. Exactly. We're coming back with a different team.
Exactly. See, yeah. Usually in those kind of scenes, it's for contract money, but in this one, it's a little too.
Yeah, it's definitely different here.
We'll see. Like I said, not too worried about it. But yeah, any more thoughts on March qualifiers from the two?
Yes.
Ben
Phone.
Okay.
To say.
Yes. Ben Phone. Well, do you have the roster in front of you, Gavin, that you can read out? I know my boy Chaotix on it, but yeah, who else?
Yes, I do. They are Bats. Aloha, okay. Snack Bar, Chaotic, Chunky Milk, and Gen Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Notably, I think. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's public. I'm not going to say anything. But yeah, Jen's great. She's a really fantastic player, too. That team's solid. I mean, I don't think they've been playing together for very long, but hey, they threw it together, and now they're in March Finals. That's pretty hype. I think Ben Phone is going to be probably the most spammed thing in the UCS chat of all time.
100%.
It is without unbelievable. Question. If they don't get top four, I will be devastated. I truly will. That's going to hurt because I need them to be on broadcast.
It's so funny with Ben Phone, too, because the previous weekend we had Victory Road. And they participated in it. They got the top two in it.
Yeah.
And, like, they did very well. Like, we didn't have the top teams in the tournament.
Right.
But after it finished, they asked me, like, so will this improve the UCS seeding? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Probably not. But, hey, it's dope that they were having some success. I mean, Call Victory wrote a warm-up, but I think it was still a competitive event. They proved themselves there, and they're moving on. Yeah, I see some love for Aloha Snack Bar in chat. I texted Spraggles. I was like, yo, what are the odds you're allowed to say Aloha Snack Bar on broadcast? I don't know. That might be one that gets edited, Joe. I'm sorry, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm not too sure. But yeah. Any more thoughts on Ben Phone from you, Zero?
I mean, here's the thing about Ben Phone. Not only, because here's the thing. I actually went back and I watched Gen Marvel's stream of it because they were live with it. And just the reaction from their community, like from beginning to end, it was just like, oh man, we have to go up against Luminosity. We're screwed. And you see this buildup of like, but wait. There's a chance we take a game from them. And then when they have that final stretch with the lane Greninja, what? Can't believe, like, the entire time I'm like, how do they pull this off? How do they pull this hat trick?
And who was playing lane Greninja in that game?
I don't remember exactly who it was.
Okay.
But to see a Greninja go in the top path I was like, what is going on? There's no way. How do they pull this off? But they do. They get their EXP. Bats. They're in there. It was Bats. Okay. Well, look, the Bats. Hats off to you, Bats, because my goodness, what they bring to the table is so good. But just, I mean, those are like the big names. But Amaterasu, so powerful. God Squad is in there. Ben, I am so proud of GT making it. I want to see TTV rise to the occasion. See, here's my biggest problem right now with the NAUCS. I want everybody to win, okay? Because okay. Because you have three teams that are making a return, so they're trying to prove themselves, right? You know, many a times their biggest opponent, if they made it to the end, was Luminosity. Luminosity's not here to answer that call against like TTV or Amaterasu like it was in the February UCS. So now you want to see like, okay, is this their time to shine? Maybe. Yeah. But then you have five teams who are now surpassing that and they're getting their shot. So I really want to see, like, for example, TTV and Amaterasu, I think their biggest hurdle was Luminosity. So to not see Luminosity here... Okay. Could be their time. Or is it Ben Phone who has taken out Luminosity to then now there's a new, for lack of a better term, is there a new person on the throne?
Right.
That's what I want to see.
Man, okay. This is so funny because I have a question around Ben Phone now. So they take down Luminosity, right? They take down the top dog in the North American scene. They are out. How likely do we think that, like, is the transitive property real? is because they beat the best team in North America, does that mean that they now are the most likely team to win North America? Who knows? We'll have to get it. We'll have to look at it when we actually do predictions here in a minute. But yeah, Ben Phone. And come on, Kesem. Of course we're putting some respect on Unknown's team.
I love Unknown. Like, they are so good. And that's my biggest problem. I want to see these teams that are making the break. You know, the top five new teams making it. I want to see them succeed. Every single one, I think, has a beautiful story behind them, you know? Sure. Amaterasu, TTV, and like, these teams have, they've, like, again, their biggest hurdle isn't here. But then you have new teams making it, like Unknown, Team YT, I mean, Ben Phone. These all have their stories behind them. But the problem is, only one team can be active. So did Ben Phone strike while the iron's hot and now it's time for Amaterasu and TTV, or is Unknown gonna be like, no, this is our time to shine, you know? The biggest hurdle for all of these teams is now gone, is not a part of this. That's what I think makes NA so interesting.
It does make it more exciting. Because now there's no clear favorite. Like, I think now there's maybe three or four camps that you can put yourself in. Four might be generous. Of teams that I'm like, oh, I definitely think they could win this whole thing. So that will be very, very exciting. Okay, before we jump into some predictions and things like that for March Finals, there was one bit of... not really drama, but some frustration players had with the UCS rulebook. Gamma, I know you have a lot of frustrations with that rulebook. But one of them that was relevant over the weekend was the substitution rules. By UCS rules, you are allowed to have one alternate on your team that you can sub onto your squad to play for the tournament. However, the rules do dictate this. It is clear in the book that you are allowed to make the substitution before the tournament. You are not allowed to make it mid-tournament. Now, a couple of teams were had a problem with this. They were actually eliminated from the tournament, or at least given a game loss. I know at least two teams that had this one. One team was just could not play in the tournament. Another team had at least one game loss. I don't know if anything more. But Gamma, thoughts on the substitution rules? Do these need changing before next qualifiers? Or is this just sort of the way it is, and you think it's kind of relatively fine? Where are you thinking with it?
I actually, because how they... I'm on the fence on both sides. Because of how they treat championship points in seeding, only the five players on your team are counted towards your seeding. And your substitute is not.
Got
so
it.
teams can abuse that rule for qualifiers and put, like, you know what? I'm going to put our star player
as an alternate until the day of. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah, so you can affect your seeding. And they could purposely try and do that. And if they know they could be better teams, then they just made their ending part of the qualifiers easier for them.
Interesting. Okay.
So gotcha. I could see why they do that. But again, this is like what, an 8 to 10 hour tournament qualifier. You should allow substitutes, but you know what? Maybe have it in place where you have to have your high CP members.
The five highest CP members, right, is, yeah, like what it accounts for. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what they should do. There's also another weird thing about the rule book that's kind of off topic a little bit about this, but it's substitute related.
Okay.
Substituting before the tournament is not always allowed. So they can deny you from substituting before the tournament begins. But if you substitute, you cannot substitute back.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So an EU team did that. They substituted before the tournament started, and when finals came around, they thought, "Oh, okay, we're gonna have our main roster back." No, you have to use your substitute throughout the rest of the month.
For finals.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't bring him in.
Not even the preliminary to finals. Like they have to stick with it even through finals.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. That really makes me, why even have the alternate? Okay, yeah, that is that is a very, very strange part of it. Weird. Okay. Well, all right. Then I think it's pretty clear some substitution rules could be changed, or at least like a description of why. I mean, I could see the reasons why. I think your first point was very, very well worded, Gamma, but yeah, I'm not too sure how I feel about them in general. So, little mid on substitution rules. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's close the conversation on open qualifiers there for March for EU and NA. Obviously, March finals are going around in all of the TPCI regions. So the LATAM, we got OCE, everything. Very exciting games across the board. Thank you for all the coverage for people that did it. March finals is going to be very, very fun, though. We'll have to jump into some interesting stuff there. But first off, I do want to talk about Unite Mike's Mayhem. If you see it on our screen, Unite Mike's Mayhem Season 3 starts tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern is when the games start. 8:15 Eastern is when the pre-show with Zoinks kicks off. It's going to be a lot of fun. The teams that we have this upcoming week is Unknown, Mid-X-Mid, Team Drip, as well as Team YouTube. So some really fun squads. It's going to be a tough one. It did not mean to happen this way, but we do have Unknown and Team YouTube in this one, who, fun fact, are actually paired against each other first round of March Finals.
Oh, so, my God.
We'll see. I do have confirmation from both of the teams that they're like, yeah, no, like, we'll go hard. It's fine. Like, we don't need to do any fun rules or anything. It should be fine. So I'm not too worried about the teams just throwing for the sake of information or anything. It should still be a very competitive night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, the prize pool is all supplied by Kind of Fit, Kind of Fat, a body positive workout apparel brand. You should absolutely check it out. Tune into the stream. There's going to be one Zation code giveaways. You want to be there for that. Two, there's also going to be a promo code for that sponsor. So if you want to pick up some sweet swag and some Pokemon-related workout gear, that's a spot to do it. So tune in tomorrow. Unite Mike's Mayhem. I'm not going to stop plugging it. It's my show. I can do what I want. All right. Let's get into predictions for March finals. So here we go. Let's start with EU first. What do we think? So let's start with EU first. Run it down from top to bottom of the bracket. We have Talibobo Believers versus Random Fives, Fleeg and Fleeg versus Time to Shine, Nouns Esports versus Feeling Cute, Woof Woof versus Tilted X Deviant. How are we going to do this? Let's start with the first one here. Talibobo Believers versus Random Fives. Random Fives knocking down Time to Shine, but hey, Talibobo Believers is a tough one to move past. Is anybody going to take Random Fives in this one, or are we just going to send Talibobo Believers on?
I'm a huge Tally Bobble believers. They proved believer, it to believer. Me yeah. in the February, you know, finals. They proved to me that they are it. They are a team to beat this season, and I am a firm believer of the Tally Bobble believers. Plus, name is really fun to say.
Absolutely. Believers. Yeah. I mean, they low-key have an argument for best team in the world right now, which is kind of insane to say. Gamma, thoughts? Tally Bobble believers, easy pick?
Yeah, like even with Unite Rivals, like even with the previous podcast you did with Lazadin,
mm-hmm.
like it's clear Tally Bobble believers have shown time and time again that they're just a powerhouse.
Yep.
And the games are not even close.
Yeah.
Like they're just so good.
And remember, if you want to learn more about the team of Tally Bobble believers, I did do a team interview with them on the Overdunk podcast just a couple of episodes ago. Tune into that. Check it out. Watch how I talk to them. Toon and I are beefing right now, but that is because apparently I called their team dumb. I don't think I did that. I just said Nouns Esports could play more Pokemon and was the more brainy of the two teams. I now want to retract that publicly. I think Tally Bobble believers is a very smart team. I think they're the best in the world. Please don't hate me anymore. Anyway. 4 versus 5 a seed in the EU is the next matchup. Fleek versus Time to Shine. Now, Fleek and Fleek qualified through the winner's side. Gamma, can you just do a quick check to me about what team they had to beat to qualify through winners?
Sure. Well, I can't get it quick because I have to pull up the bracket. Yeah, that's fine. Here we go, the bracket.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I mean, Time to Shine is a roster I really, really like. This new team made it through winner's side, which Time to Shine didn't, which is going to be a alarming thing for them to deal with. But I do think Time to Shine has the capability to move on past Fleek and Fleek. That's personally
What was the question again? Sorry.
Who did Fleek and Fleek take down to get into the... Because they made it through winner's side, right?
Yeah. They took the notable names. They took down... random fives, which is shocking. Actually, they had a pretty clean, easy bracket.
I call Toon so many names like Towel Boy, and I wonder why I have drama. Listen, I did call him a Towel Boy, Hot Mom, but you know what I did? I called him the best Towel Boy EU and NA. So that's I said he's the best.
I mean,
one.
There you go. You smoothed it out a little bit. Sort of. Yeah, it's like a backhanded compliment. It's fine.
Actually, when I look at this bracket, they had a very easy time.
All right, I'm just putting Time to Shine. Any opposition? Yeah.
Time to Shine, definitely.
No, I'm in.
Wow, I'm so good at writing with my mouse. It's crazy. All right,
Time to Shine. Are you an artist?
Actually, how about this? Time to Shine. They lost against Random Fives, right?
Yes.
But then Fleek beat Random Fives.
Transitive property means that. Maybe. All right, I'm putting Time to Shine past. Nouns Esports versus Feeling Cute. I think this probably could be the match to watch out of all the first round matches.
Okay.
It seems like probably the most exciting out of all the first round matches in EU. EU's tougher because it's a little more set in terms of these teams. And yeah, I mentioned some of the players on these teams. Absolutely. Nouns Esports, you know and love that squad already. Feeling Cute has Nazu, Urzeron, Kiva, Vazid, kind of Yermenberger flippers, meets a couple of other notable EU players. I think Marv is on this team too. Yeah, so Feeling Cute, kind of just Yermenberger flippers with a few other elements in that roster as well. So a really, really solid squad. The question is, do we think they're capable of taking down Nouns Esports in round number one?
I personally don't. And Marvis on maybe I'm on the opposition on this one, but I have to go with Nouns Esports. Adesu is Adesu's the guy. He's the guy. If he in my opinion, if he were to be on another team, he's the difference maker. He's like the all-star player that if you move him, there's a lot that could shake up a team. Granted, I love Noun Esports, at least in the EU, But I have to stick with Nouns Esports. I think it's going to be close. I don't think this is going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure.
But what Nouns does is they play the late game so well, even when they're behind. And I think that might be just a tick above to what Feeling Cute brings to the table. Just a tick. Because I still believe that this is going to be clutch. It's going to be a very close thing. But I have to give it to Nouns Esports, in my opinion.
Okay. Gamma, any love for Feeling Cute? Do you think it'll be close, like Alex is saying, like 2-1 either direction? Or do you think Nouns is going to 2-0 this one clearly?
I am contractually obligated. I can't speak English. I'm contractually obligated to say.
That's not good. Oh, man. Slurring your words, your buddy.
Continue.
I'm contractually obligated to say Nouns Esports. No, I'm just joking. This is a tough one.
Wish I was contractually obligated. Send me a paycheck. Yeah. Nouns, pay me. I'll predict you every tournament, I promise.
I'm already doing it for free.
Yeah. Hold on. I just want to make it so clear to any team out there. Overdunk can be bought. I just want that to be just so everyone to be so aware. All it takes is a few Twitch subs and you get every prediction, your direction. I just want that to be known.
Also, I'm sorry. Can I add one last thing that I wanted to say about why I think Nouns? Gatlu is just such a difference maker, and after seeing what Gatlu and Geese can do together, that's terrifying.
That is true. However, I will say, if there's any person that can stand toe-to-toe with Gatlu in the crazy Pokemon pool or hero pool that Gatlu has, it's Nazu. Like, both have crazy Greedence. They both have crazy good, like, Talons and Absols. Like, I really do think they are a interesting duo, like, when paired against each other. Now, I think Nouns probably has a little bit more cohesiveness to their squad, but Feeling Cute has that synergy taken over from Yurman's. So, I don't know. They are my argument, but I'm leaning over towards Nouns like you are, Zero. But that being said, Nouns, for some reason, loves Loser's Bracket, which we can't forget that part either. But, Gamma, thoughts between Nouns Esports and Feeling Cute?
Pretty much what was said was already said.
Right.
Like, Nouns Esports is gonna win, and I think they'll have a little trouble, because, like, this would be the matchup to watch in the first round.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll go
Chris Heroes streaming 2v7. Make sure you tune in. It's gonna be good. I hope he streams 2v7. That would be the most exciting one for sure. Okay, cool. Wolf Wolf versus Tilted. I'm going to be leaning over to Wolf Wolf, and I will say, because I don't know how much knowledge we all have on this team, but I know chat was asking for me to name some players. Wolf Wolf has Seryu is on this team, Sixies is on this team, Marv is apparently also on this team, chat corrected me. Marv is on Wolf Wolf, Feeling Cute has Internal on that squad. So yeah. Potato is on Wolf Wolf, like, it's like they got like every person who used to be a top laner and put them on a team.
Sixies, Human, Caligola, Potato, Ugu, cool. And Marv,
Nice. Okay, sweet. A really sick roster. Now, the reason I'm giving them so much credit, and Tilted is a very good squad in their own right, I believe predominantly French, if not all French. That could be wrong. But I am pretty sure predominantly French squad. I know Pump's a huge fan, of course. I think they're a very good squad, too. Succeed for a reason. They made top 8 last month as well. The reason I'm saying Wolf Wolf is I interviewed Telly Bobo, and every single member on that team was saying that Wolf Wolf is the second best team in EU. They were all giving the credit to that roster every time. Because I asked them, like, who represents EU when you go there? And they were like, yeah, us, Wolf Wolf, and then Nouns. It's kind of how they did their own little internal power ranking. So I'm going to kind of take them at their word for it. I would put Wolf Wolf through this one, no questions asked, but any of you all want to say?
No, I'm on board with that one. Roster seems good, and like I said, I'm a Tally Bobo believer, so if they say this, if they're putting themselves in the same conversation as like the way I feel about Nouns Esports, and they're saying, hey, they're better than Nouns, then, I mean, how could you not?
Just maps say just don't give them Garchomp. You're going to take Garchomp? This is EU, actually. Yeah, that might happen. Yeah. Never mind. Hold on.
The amount of Garchomp that was played is insane.
I swear, it's only good because teams just run it down lane against them, and Garchomp just gets free kills as Gimble, and it's like, why are you doing this?
He was weird with their meta. They like to push hard.
And yeah, so, they do.
So Garchomp is perfect for that. So they can eat them up. Mm-hmm. And so
again, in the words of Tune in the Telebobo interview, they don't know how to lane. So that's all I'm going to say. All right, let's go.
You didn't ask me. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I think Tilted's going to win, though.
All right, perfect. Well, two votes to none.
Wow. Can we at least have a little bit of reasoning, though? I kind of want to hear your side of the story on that one, Gamma.
Just the way they play is a little bit different than the other teams in this bracket. They don't play as hard.
Historically, that can win EU tournaments. So that is notable.
And I think it's just that little difference in their way of playing. It's just going to, especially if they play Garchomp, they will probably win, I think.
Right.
That matchup.
Okay, so whatever team gets the Garchomp wins the match. Never mind. 3-6 is the most exciting. It's the most exciting matchup. That's actually dope. I'm dubbing that one the Garchomp Bowl. Right. That's awesome. All right. In typical Overdog fashion, we're not going to do a loser's bracket. Also, we're 50 minutes into this podcast already. We got to cruise.
Let's go.
Match 7, Talibobo versus Time to Shine. I'm a Time to Shine believer. They popped off last tournament. They made it to top 4. They took down some sick teams. But they're playing Talibobo, and I just can't predict against Talibobo
right now.
They're too good.
That would be the biggest upset in EU if Talibobo believers. I'm already gonna punch my ticket saying Talibobo believers, baby.
The problem I have in this matchup is if I didn't know Talibobo better, and I was like, oh, well, maybe they'll just get overconfident and they'll underestimate Time to Shine, who's been, every team is trying to beat Talibobo, right? In EU, they are all minds pointed towards them. Near the end of the year, when we know how many teams make it, that might not be the case. We knew what happened last year in EU. Every team went, how do we get second? Because no one's beating Nouns. And that was a very funny, interesting thing. But anyways, right now, Talibobo, so strong. Every team's trying to take him down. Time to Shine has been doing their homework. I guarantee it. But I don't think Talibobo's been resting easy at all. I think Xervas is keeping that squad in tip-top shape. I'm trusting Talibobo to move on. Gamma?
Toon's Waddle.
Tune Waddle. All right. Talibobo moving on.
Gotta love a little Waddle. Gotta believe.
Man, I can't believe we've been talking this long just to say Talibobo goes to Grandpa. Anyway, Nouns versus Woof Woof.
This is the one I also think is going to be a closer match than we expect it to be.
Absolutely. Because I think it's such a good match.
We already talked about how Nouns versus Feeling Cute is going to be a match to watch. So is this. Because now you're talking about the top three contenders for EU. I mean, obviously, anything could happen. An upset can happen. And then none of these, which I love chaos. But, I mean, part of me really wants to believe that Nouns, I'm a fan of Nouns. I like what they do. I think Woof Woof, I have to stick with my boy Adesu and Gatlu.
Okay.
And you also have to realize Nouns, it did make it to Worlds, you know? So, but again, I could be wrong. What I'm basically saying is I'm going for Nouns, but don't place your bets because I said that.
Another 2-1, though, you're saying for Nouns?
Yeah, easily. Without question. There's no heck way that I believe that either of these teams are going to just blow out each other. There's no way.
Sounds good. Gamma, where's your vote going? We got one vote for Nouns. Where are you thinking in this matchup?
I love Gatlu. He's my boy. I've been following him, watching his tournament plays throughout Rush GG and whatnot. But I really have to go Woof Woof.
Whoa! Ooh. Okay, on what grounds?
It comes down
to which side griefs harder. Wow, our chat is mean tonight. Anyway, continue.
You gotta love it, though.
Absolutely.
Just the way they play. I don't know, man. It's just like with the previous matchup. They played not too much different than other teams, but they just play a little bit differently, and I think that's just going to make the difference. Also, Pataki is amazing. Like,
oh yeah, that is great.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I feel it in the air. I'm Red Love right now. I just feel it.
You feel it in the air. Okay, so that's one vote for Nels, one vote for Wolf Wolf. So I am the deciding vote on this one. So here is my thought process heading into this match. If I'm approaching it as an analyst, I think Nels can outdraft Wolf Wolf. I do believe that. I think that Nouns has the hero pool. It is deeper than that of Wolf Wolf. Wolf Wolf has some very good players. Some I would call close to the side of One Tricks. So I do think that Nouns has the ability to outdraft them. That being said, Nouns hates winning at this point in the tournament. they absolutely hate it for some
reason.
That
is true.
And they are addicted to the loser's bracket, which really makes me want to say Wolf Wolf. We're predicting Wolf Wolf. Wolf Wolf is going into the... is going in. Wolf Wolf versus Tally Bobo. It is happening. That is my prediction. Base history, I'm sorry, Nouns. You just got to qualify through these things for winner's bracket one time, and then it'll switch it up. All right. Winner's finals, Tally Bobo versus Wolf Wolf. Who do we got? Is Tally Bobo truly unbeatable?
I just don't think they can be beat until, because that's the thing. We don't have enough knowledge, so I kind of want to see it. I think after this qualifier, I'll have a lot deeper, I don't want to say meaning or understanding, but just this belief of like, okay, let the dust settle a little bit. Because I think because we're so early in the season, the dust is barely stirring. So right. Like, let things settle a little bit. But I am a firm believer of the Tally Bobos.
Okay, Gamma?
Yeah, just like war crimes.
Okay.
Toons Waddle.
All right.
Toons Waddle.
Believers. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I think Tally Bobos gets through winner's bracket, and then I do not think there is a chance that they lose in a reset situation. They almost did. They really almost did against Nouns, but I don't think it's happening. I think our prediction's going for Tally Bobo. All right, we are super tight on time, so let's jump right over to North America.
Let's burst through it.
Let's go Amaterasu. Okay, all these games are so good. This is what we're talking about. The teams are so, like, without Luminosity involved for these easy picks either direction, things really get so spicy. I cannot wait. Okay, Amaterasu versus God Squad. Amaterasu is coming in as the number one seed into this event. Amaterasu has some incredible players. We got Yeet Fan, we got Trainer on this team. So much talent on this squad. God Squad is also bringing in some great players that have not really had the spotlight as much. We have Zealot in the top half. We got an Anon in the jungle. Like, a really, really good team that's been together for a long, long time. God Squad versus Amaterasu. It's going to be a great game. My bets are, though, on Amaterasu. I think they're just too hot right now, personally. I think God Squad's very good. I just think Amaterasu is a little bit hotter. I'm going to be voting for them. Zero, where are you going with this one?
I love Zealot from God Squad, but I'm sticking Amaterasu. Okay. I'm sticking with him.
Gamma?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Like, God Squad is a really good team.
Yep.
They just haven't been performing as well in tournaments and whatnot, but like, they did get to the top eight. That's a great achievement, but I don't think they're gonna win this one.
Okay, yeah, all right, well, hashtag Forkum on this one. Arizona State University moves on through another round. Ben, pick up the phone. Ben is ringing. Ben versus GT. This is gonna be a great game. We have Ben, of course, Chaotic, Gen Marvel, Bats versus GT, Kratos, Espo, Eggnoob. A very, very good matchup. GT missed out on March finals last month, and now they get to finally participate here. They had to go through a crazy bracket in losers to make it into this tournament as well. They had to beat Radiance. They had to beat Ignorance. GT beat a lot of good teams to get here. Ben also beat Luminosity to get here, so both of these teams have some good track record on the path to be getting into this monthly final. Ben versus GT. Let's switch out the order. Gamma, who are you voting for?
Hot take, GT.
Okay. Okay. Any reason why? Do you just hate fun? Do you hate spam and chats? Like, what's going on?
I think GT has been showing really, really well. Not to discredit Ben, but they just been showing so well. Like, I'm an egg believer, so that's also
okay. Okay,
I might be biased on that point, but they just been showing so well in tournaments.
Oh man, see, here's the thing, Gemma, you beat me to the punch because I wanted to go GT. Get me right. Here's
all right, you guys punched me twice. I was gonna go GT.
Look, I think Ben has a lot going for them, but here's my only concern. Is their confidence going to go too far because they took out Luminosity? That could be part of the story. And GT has just been improving over and over again. Also, I just really like Chaos. I really love watching things that people believe are going to happen and then just be completely flipped on its head. I love Anarchy. I love Chaos. exactly, you know? So, and I was able to witness a lot more of GT than Ben. So I'm going with GT.
Okay. All right. We all hate fun, I guess. my vote is on GT, and honestly, it is a bit of a prove it pick for me. Mm-hmm. My pick of GT is honestly like, I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to trust the process of GT sticking together as the same core for so long, putting in hours and hours and hours in scrims and practices, studying up on tape, just trying to become a very solid squad without the help of an organization, but they have some great support staff around them. B is an incredible, incredible manager. And I think Black has also kind of stepped into a bit of a coaching role to help them as well. I think this is awesome. I think Regrets has been a fantastic addition to the roster. Ben is amazing, but I think GT can knock them out of a honeymoon phase. If they can't, I don't know what's going to stop Ben. So I'm going to vote for GT here. TTV versus Spinal. So the someone was coming at me for the transitive property in chat before, but I was saying that, well, there was like, well, if Ben beats them, then technically Spinal's the second best team because they also beat Luminosity.
Right.
Listen, my facts only go so far, but TTV versus Spinal. Red Love feels it in the air. Do you zero in on Alex?
I would go for Spinal for the simple fact that I love watching what Red Love was able to pop up. But look, TTV has been here before. They know they've been to the dance multiple times, and their biggest hurdle has always been Luminosity, Ascended, Black Hand, you name it, you call it whatever you'd like. This is their time. I think this is their time to shine. I think Lutano, especially having Otter, Zugrug, Ender, Retsu. I think this is their time. Lutano's a beautiful person, beautiful lady. Lutano is a beautiful lady. This is their time. If they're going to strike, this is their time to make that move. They're the number two seed for a reason, and without having, you know, Ascended Luminosity there, if they're gonna prove to the world that there's something that needs to be taken extra seriously, it's right now.
All right, sick. Okay, TTV is the vote there. Gamma, where are you going, TTV or Spinal?
Contractually obligated to say TTV.
How many people are paying you again, teams?
I'm not getting paid by them. I just signed a contract saying that I will have to say this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Free? Wow.
No free shout outs, but I guess you have to shout them out, so it is free. all right. So you're going for TTV. I would also go for TTV. Spinal, by the way, if you are unfamiliar with some of the rest of the roster, I believe Relentless is on this team as well. Relentless is one of those players that can straight up just win a tournament sometimes. Every now and then, Relentless just finds a day and they pop off. And I think that is a really big asset. Obviously, I love takeover players. They're my favorite players to cast, they're my favorite players to follow. So I think Relentless has a good day. They could beat TTV. Yeah, Yard as well is crazy. Spinal, though, I don't think is going to be able to take down TTV. Very well practiced team. I'm going to say TTV moves on. I mean, TTV's back, baby. I really do think they are. So I'm going to put TTV forward. Unknown versus Team YouTube. Freak versus Rex. A story as old as time at this point. I really did think you're going to get to see it tomorrow in Unite Mike's Mayhem. Most likely, they're starting on the opposite sides of the bracket, so who knows? But they are the most likely teams to be meeting each other in the finals. Both very, very, very good squads. Unknown versus Team YouTube. Where are we going with this one? I guess I can vote first.
Yeah.
Man, can Unknown beat a Venusaur? I think that really is the question here. Akilo can play other Pokemon. He can. He doesn't. So I'm going to say, I honestly think, yeah, Rex in comps with Phil is wild. Yeah, I can imagine. That would be insane, actually. I'm going to give my vouch to Unknown here. I think Unknown is a really, really good squad, and I just like them. I just like this team. And I have a gut feeling, honestly. I think this is one of the closest matchups. Team YouTube has some incredibly skilled players. Rex is one of the best in-game shot callers in the game. Fwee is just a mechanical tech monster. Like, on those top path Pokemon, they play really, really well. They offlane so much, but they still make it work with the squad. Phil has slotted in really well, just kind of filling that off role. And Sam's been having a great month, too. So, I don't know. Team YouTube is also on one. Man, I kind of want to wait for my prediction until tomorrow, but I think for now, I'm going to say Unknown. I think Freak's Gardevoir jungle is just unbelievably good.
That's kind of where I wanted to jump in, and my only phrase is I'm going with Unknown and bring on the Freak. I think they are an amazing jungler. Bring on the Freak.
Okay, a lot of Freak love today. Gamma, Unknown or Team YouTube?
Well, my vote doesn't matter. I'm saying Team YT.
Okay, fair enough. I think they are like really strong, individually talented players, but Rex is technically a new addition to the roster. Like, I think in
that's
Aos,
I think
Team
stronger.
YouTube could be crazy, right? Like, they could be
run.
That's why I think this team is stronger now, is because they have Rex on their team.
Like, I think Rex is a great addition. He's really, really good. Oh, man, this is such a close game, though. I really do think we could coin flip this one. This is probably the closest one on paper. Maybe Ben versus GT. I'm not too sure. We'll have to see. I only like Twitch, yeah, not YouTube. Bummer. Oh, we could have the streaming services game. Well, that'll be cool. Look forward to a potential streaming service game. All right, Amaterasu versus GT. Another kind of, I don't know. I don't know if these teams actually consider each other rivals, but I kind of consider Amaterasu and GT rivals. I don't know why. Maybe it's because both Kratos and Yeetfan both play Decidueye a ton. Maybe that's why I think that's the case. Yeah. But Amaterasu versus GT is going to be interesting. I personally think that Amaterasu matches up into GT a little bit better in terms of play style. Amaterasu is a very dive-heavy, like, big explosion amount of damage team. GT is a bit safer, more measured squad. They don't have as much of that, and I think Amaterasu's dives could be a bit too much for them to handle. Doesn't mean that GT can't take that down, especially in draft. But personally, I'm leaning Amaterasu. Zero, where are you going?
You know what? Let's throw the handbook and let's try to make something interesting happen. I'm going GT, you know, because you're right. Amaterasu does play a very explosive game. While GT can play a little bit, if they are aware of that, they can play a more calculated game and they could be a little bit more strategic, which I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout. I'm saying if GT knows, if they can play chess versus Amaterasu's checkers in this instance, they have a chance. They have a chance. I'm not saying it's a good chance, but I'm saying
It really does feel like GT is going to be playing chess against Amaterasu's UFC fighting style, but we'll see. Gamma, what are you thinking?
I'm going to have to side with Alex on this one. GT has, like I've said it before, they've been vastly improving in tournament play, and I think this is definitely the round two matchup to watch. These two are going to be super close, but I think GT is going to take it.
Okay. I don't, Espo, no, I swear. I just a matchup thing. Okay. All right. GT
Espo,
moving on.
I love you.
Oh, so do I promise. Okay. No, I agree with you. I think GT has been rapidly improving. Mm-hmm. I think one of the problems, I think Amaterasu has also been rapidly improving, but I do think GT is a really, really good team. And I am not upset with them moving past. I do think this is a close enough match. It could go either way. So I'm not upset with GT making the win over there. TTV versus Unknown. Lutano versus Freak. Gardevoir Jungle. Who gets it? That is going to be a tough one. Also, who gets Dotrio is going to be another big question in this matchup. I think draft is going to be so important in this matchup between these two teams. Gamma, who you... you're just going to say TTV.
Yeah.
All right, great, great. Awesome. Man, you really got to sign some contracts with some other teams to make this exciting. Zero. TTV or Unknown?
I like I said, if this is their time... Because here's the thing. No offense at all to TTV, but each time they need to step up, when the pressure, when they're put in the crucible, they crack. And this is their time now, season two, year two. Come on, guys. I think they can get it together, and they need to prove to the world what they're capable of.
Okay.
More so than they have.
So this is kind of your prove it pick for you,
yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is okay. So TTV moving on. All right. Very, very exciting. It's two votes for TTV. So we have TTV going through. My vote, this is tough. This is really, really tough. But yeah, I think TTV has like kind of finally synergized, right? They had a tough time adapting. I think they had a tough time adapting to just not having Toon, which was a tough one to try to deal with. I think eventually they have gotten to that point. I think Unknown had a great run through qualifiers, but had some shaky games. So maybe that's the only reason I would consider TTV to be above them in this regard. But all right, winners finals, GT versus TTV. Very important game. Remember, we have a lot of GT members in our chat right now, so take that with a grain of salt. But Zero, you've been championing both of these teams in the winner's final. You've been championing both of them. You're like, GT's doing so good right now, but also TTV's doing so good right now.
I know.
Who do you think is going to win this winner's finals?
I have to give it to TTV. I love GT.
Okay.
I love, but like I said, if TTV doesn't pull it to this year or at this one, it has to go GT. Like at that point, I'm going with TTV now because I need to see them make that moment, you know, where they win a UCS and they're like, this is who we are. We have some new pickups. We're synergizing. But it's going to be so damn close if these two teams are fighting each other at the end.
Okay. Interesting. Gamma, where do your contractual obligations lie?
Okay, I might have to break contract here. but I'll only break contract if Egg Noob says hi right now.
Oh, my God.
In the next 10 seconds, Egg Noob, you better say
putting
hi.
Putting up the egg signal into the sky. Okay. So your vote is potentially TTV. So Zero, you're voting TTV.
Yes.
I, if they are playing against TTV, I think GT can win this thing. I genuinely think GT can win winner's finals. That is predicated some on this bracket so far. I think if GT beats Ben and Amaterasu, I think they are on a heater of a day. Like, basically, I think whatever team comes out of the top side of that bracket, I consider the top side of that bracket to be very freaking strong. I think whatever team makes it out of that, I think is beating TTV. So I personally am going to be voting GT to move on and be the first grand finals ones. I don't know. I have a feeling that GT can do it. Eggnoom's Trevenant is stuff of legend, low-key.
Yep.
So I think if Trevenant is as powerful as it was in qualifiers, aka if Delphox is still banned, I think GT can beat them.
And it looks like there's no Egg Noob, so I'm gonna have to say TTV.
Okay. Just know, let the record show. AKA, let Espo and B know I voted GT to beat TTV in winners finals. That's all I'm saying. All right, TTV, somehow the perennial favorites. Kegs grinding for a sticker. Fair enough. All right, TTV makes it to winners finals. I think just for lack of time, we won't do a run through. We won't do losers. I don't know. Let's all just go through with a couple of quick predictions. Who do we think is the most likely team to go on a losers run and end up in the grand finals from losers? Zero, who do you think it would be?
Ooh, I have to give it. If they're gonna be in losers and make a run for it, I'm gonna go Spinal. Ooh, I gotta give some love to my boy Red Love. I just want to believe it, because here's the thing, I don't believe GT is gonna end up in losers, otherwise I'd go GT, but I don't think that. No. But okay. I'm going to go with a hot pick of Spinal.
The air is different indeed. Okay, Gamma, if a team was to face TTV in the grand finals from losers, who do you think it would be?
Ben is ringing.
Okay. Ben Phone makes it all the way through.
That's a good one.
mine is gonna be Amaterasu. I think they're so good right now. I really do think the energy that team's bringing is fantastic. So my vote for a loser's bracket run is gonna be Amaterasu. So let's shout out Arizona State University yet again. All right, let's bring it back to our face. I've been looking at a bracket quite a long time. I know it's been a really long episode, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us all the way to the end. Predictions are really fun, as always. And March Finals is going to be an incredible tournament this weekend. I cannot wait. EU looks exciting. North America looks crazy. It is going to be an awesome event. Before we go, though, I want to give our two guests the chance to sell out, shout out, whatever you would like to do. The stage is all yours. Gamma, anything to plug, anywhere you want people to find you on the internet?
I have a Twitter. I guess it's at Gamatical. It's not an English word. Good luck trying to find it.
Okay, nice.
But other than that, if you enter tournaments, I'll see you there.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. Zero, how about you?
You can find me everywhere on Twitter. I stream on Twitch. I stream Pokemon Unite and just Pokemon content in general. Add Zero in on Alex. Shout out to what I'm probably going to do after we end this episode. I have my own podcast called Zero In on Unite, because you're zeroing in on Unite news. It's going to be probably similar to this stuff with some other leaks and whatnot. But like I said, Zero In on Alex, Zero In on Unite. You'll find everything with those two.
Double it up on the podcast. But yes, please go subscribe over to Zero In on Alex. It's fantastic. I was personally a guest on I believe the last episode, right?
Yeah, so yes, you were.
Last episode of Zero In on Unite, I was a guest on, which is so much fun. So thank you again for that, Alex.
Of course, thank you for being there.
But yeah, Unite Mike's plugs are pretty easy. Tune in to Unite Mike's Mayhem tomorrow night, 8:15 Eastern. Pre-show starts 9 p.m. Eastern. The games kick off. Team Drip, Mid X Mid, Team YouTube, Unknown, to get a little bit of a preview of March Finals round one, maybe. Who knows? It's going to be an awesome event sponsored by Kinda Fit, Kinda Fat. I cannot wait. Dupe Snacks and Zoinks reunited for the casting duo of legendary times. It's going to be awesome. But I think that's going to bring us to the end of our show. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Good luck to all of our competitors in the March Finals across the globe. And until next time, everybody, have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.